Amber Swift from Woodstock, Ontario, and now a resident of Toronto. Amber is a self-taught guitarist and percussionist, as well as a trained pianist. Amber Swift is best described as a brilliant jazz vocalist inhabiting the body of a punk folk singer-songwriter. We have the pleasure to talk with Amber Swift about her ideas, her career, and this is what she had to say to all her fans here in Wells.
Well, I started performing when I was 9. I was 10. So I've been performing for a very long time. I started performing in just the school environment, doing school concerts and Christmas pageants and talent shows. And as when I went to university as a 19-year-old, I started to perform in the community at open stages and folk clubs and various other events. And so I've been pursuing the music outside of a school environment for quite some time now. And you know, then I moved to Toronto. Eventually I moved to Toronto and pursued it there for a while and then started touring.
How has the community been important in your career as a musician, artist?
I think that art and community form a really beautiful union, and that any form of art can draw people together, and especially a type of art that is about an intangible moment, a magical moment that happens and just hangs there and can't really be contained. So theater, live dance, live music, those are types of art that does that. And the opportunity to encounter so many different communities, so many different social political movements across North America and Australia has been a really amazing thing for my music, and it's really been an amazing thing for me as a person. So that extends and informs my music, and I think the process of building that community happens really naturally because people are drawn to that intangible magical art that happens in live environments, live performance environments. And of course it's something that I'm very drawn to, which is why I do it.
What is the message that you want to give through your music?
I think the most important message in anyone's art is usually about truth. It's about being true to yourself, about being true to your beliefs and your integrity, and you know, ideally trying to exact truth from our world. That's a bit of, to me, that's a really general thing that art always tries to do. It takes a piece of oneself and puts it out there, and that is a slice of truth, a slice of human truth. So I think if there's any general message that I'm trying to put out, it's to try and be more open as a person, as a community, as a society, and to honor that truth that we are taught to contain.
Tell us more about the process, internal process, when you see the changes and how you transform
from
right
to more of an activist writer?
Yes.
Well, I think that that is in line with my own process as a person. Like I've grown up a lot, and I'm, you know, I'll grow up until the day I die, but from the first release, which was an album about my really my limited journey up until that point, I think I've become someone who's just a bit more informed about what's happening with within the global world as opposed to just my own personal world. And it's just made me a bit clearer about topics and, you know, political statements over time. That's not to say I still don't write songs about my heart and about my relationships, and I think the personal is political too. Just as time has gone on, I've become more able to articulate how I feel about things.
Why you politics involve your food?
Well, I believe that we as consumers can make huge differences when it comes to how we decide to spend our money. And one of the ways that we spend our money the most frequently, luckily, because we are a first world country, is in the purchase of food, by purchasing food. So here we have this perfect opportunity to make political statements every time we lay our money down for food that we're about to consume with our bodies. And And I think sometimes people forget that there are strong activist statements in daily occurrences like that, like the purchase of your supper. That's a big activist statement. It's a political statement. And then by extension, I have strong feelings about what's happened with the global food production in the last 5 to 10 years, especially the advent of genetically engineered foods and genetic engineering as a whole, which has certainly pushed forth an organic food movement to counteract the non-organic movement, the conventional foods that are, of course, still treated with pesticides and herbicides. Also, I have strong feelings about food production just on a factory level, the factory farming of animal products and how animal products are treated, how animals are treated, and then how animal products are processed. So, you know, all that boils down into my decision to become a vegan several years ago, and a lot of my activism stems from learning more and more about food production and how that applies to my personal life.
What do you think about the same-sex marriage here in Canada?
I think that disengaging church and state is very important. There was a precedent set many years ago to do that, and only in recent years has there been a movement to, reinsert religious ideology, and particularly Christian ideology, into the laws. And I think that the Canadian government is trying to maintain the division between church and state. They're under a lot of pressure from the Christian right to not allow civil unions and gay marriage to go through. For me, it's a question of semantics. I think that we should be allowed to form unions with whomever we choose, and that perhaps the use of the word marriage is what's confusing a lot of people, because people then feel the need to define it by religious standards and by traditional standards. And really what we're talking about is a willingness to share one's life with the person who one loves. And if a person identifies as gay or lesbian or bisexual or queer or trans, they should have the right to share their life with whomever they choose.
Your shows. Tell us about the upcoming national and international shows.
We'll be in Guelph on Saturday, the 5th of February. Really looking forward to it. That'll be a show at the River Run Center, and it's put on by the same people who run the Hillside Music Festival, which we are booked this year for the first time. So we'll be there in Guelph on Saturday, but we'll also be at Hillside in July. So I'm looking forward to that. And then after some shows in the U.S. again in February, we'll be heading down to Australia for another tour down there, which will be our 6th time in Australia. And we're just, we love it there and have had an amazing time. So I'm thrilled to be going back once again. And then we'll be coming back in the spring to do more U.S. touring and some more Canadian dates, and then a summer of festivals across Canada and the U.S. Coming to Guelph as a trio, and I play with Lyndall Montgomery, who plays violin and bass, and she and I have been working together for 8.5 years now, and we have also done some co-writing as of late, so I'm really excited about some of the new material, and also be playing with our drummer, Adam Bowman, who's a native of Elmira, Ontario, which is just, 10-15 minutes from Guelph.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he grew up there, so this is pretty much his hometown turf. We're looking forward to playing a show in Guelph with him.
If you haven't heard enough, so come to see Amber Swift and Keishu this Saturday, February 5th, at the River Run Center. APM, $10, easy, great, amazing music. And also remember, we will bring the petition for the same-sex marriage this coming Saturday. And if you haven't signed it, this is a great opportunity. We need your support. The community needs your support. And we need to be honest. Continue with the truth. And what else? And what more beautiful to enjoy this winter with this amazing music that make us think about the things and the issues that they are around here in our home, and we need to fight for those. So remember, River Run Center this Saturday, February 5th, 8 p.m., $10, Amber Swift.